I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. Youth Sports Opening Day is set for Saturday, September the 10th at the White Mountain Sports Complex and at the Horton Gymnasium as well. At the White Mountain Sports Complex, there will be soccer and flag football. They'll also have the parade of teams, the Star Spangled Banner, and free hot dogs. At the Horton Gymnasium, they will have the Star Spangled Banner, the parade of teams, volleyball action, and free hot dogs as well. For more information on that, log on to the Village of Ruidoso Parks and Recreation Department. After a state district judge ruled on Tuesday that Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin vacate his seat, they didn't wait long to show him the door.
I'm getting a call from our county manager here, Pamela Heltner. She's telling me that they've already been into my office and confiscated my computer and changed the locks on the doors.
The district judge ruled that the attack on the Capitol was an insurrection and that Griffin's participation in it disqualified him under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, also known as the Disqualification Clause, bars any person from holding federal or state office who took an oath to support the Constitution of the United States and as an officer of any state and then engaged in insurrection or rebellion or gave aid or comfort to insurrectionists. So now, who will appoint the new county commissioner?
The governor, Michelle Grisham, will hand select who she wants to represent the people of Otero County.
The decision by the judge also bans Griffin from ever holding federal, state, or local office. Griffin says he will appeal. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.